But those who practice and teach others. Now, you might listening to me today, but I want you to understand that this word will not pass away. If you stand before Jesus and say, Jesus, John has talked about this word, but I don't think so. What do you say? What do you think he will tell you? Do you think he's changed his mind after you talk to him? No. Oh, but Jesus, you know what? I have a different way of looking at stuff. And you know my situation, you know my circumstances. And God, can you change that? What do you think he's going to say? Nope. Even he has a desire for us to fulfill our destiny, even he wants us to give us abundance, he wants to give us the land with milk and honey, will he budge? If he has done it to them, what will he do to us? God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, we have the grace of God. Yes, we have the cross. Yes, I do understand that. But there's still something God says we need to obey. We need to practice this. And whoever practices and teaches this command will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, verse 20, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teacher of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. You will certainly not enter. You have heard it was said to the people long ago, do not murder. You have heard it from the Old Testament. You heard from Moses. You heard it, right? But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who say to his brother, Raka, a fool, is answerable to the Sanhedrin. But anyone who say to you, fool, will be in danger of fire of hell. Therefore, if anyone of you offering your gift to the altar and... Okay, let me stop there. Time is coming to... I need to wrap up here. In James chapter 5, I will encourage you to do this week, to read the whole chapter of James chapter 5. It will also speak, put more into what I'm speaking this morning. And verse 16 says this, but the prayer of a righteous man or prayer of a righteous woman availeth much. Or the prayer of a righteous man make tremendous power available. Today I've come to the point where I realize it's no longer how much you pray. You can spend 3-4 hours on your knee pray. It's good. But the prayer of a righteous man avail much, there's more power. So there's something we need to change right now. You can travel from here to Montreal on a scooter. Or on a skateboard, it's going to take you a couple of weeks. But if you have righteousness, you're going to be there in a Lamborghini. Right, Ron? You're going to get faster. So what do we want to do? We want to be faster. We want to get there. So the prayer of a righteous, it's not how many hours we pray, but how many answers to prayer has been fulfilled. And if our prayer has not been answered, then we say, God, why? What's going on here? In Acts chapter 5, man, I'm still in one page. In Acts chapter 5, it tells the story of this. God has promised the Holy Spirit. How many know that? He said, you wait until the Holy Spirit show up. Pray. And they do that. They're obedient. They pray. And we're going to start having prayer house in our three cities, Ajax, Whitby, and Pickering. And we're going to start opening our home for prayer meeting. That's why we felt the Spirit is there. I'm going to explain this next week to you guys. And as the Holy Spirit pour out his presence on these people, you know, the very first miracle that Jesus did was what? Turn the water into wine. And you know what is the first miracle of the church? Acts chapter 5. Ananias and Sapphira, they came and they lied to Peter. They said, we're going to sell this house, we're going to give it to you and all this kind of thing. It's not about the money, people. It's about the spirit that they carry. And what happened to them? You know the story. He fell, dead. And you know where this happened? In the tent of witnesses. When Jesus was, one day he had the visitation. You remember Elijah and Moses came and talked to Jesus? And the disciples said, do we have to pay a meal for them? What was it? A tent of witnesses. Right? There's a lot of it. The church is also a tent of witnesses. Witness what God is saying. The church is built on the foundation of a threshing floor. And in verse 3, this is what it says. Acts chapter 5, verse 3. And Peter said to Ananias, how is it, Ananias, that Satan has so filled your heart? And you have lied to the Holy Spirit and keep for yourself some of the money you receive from the land. Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? Why do you have to do that? Just say I'm giving half. Just say I'm giving 10%. Just say I'm giving 20%. Whatever you want to give, but don't act like you've done that, but you haven't done it. And you think you're lying to man right now. And say, no, you're not lying to man. But what you say, you're lying to the Holy Spirit. You have lied to the Holy Spirit. Right? You have not lied just to a human being, but to God. And it come to the place when I realized, like, oh God, oh God, oh God. Do we want to have the Holy Spirit? Do we want to have the fire revival? God, you want to rain on us? Yes, before the manna came, before the, you know, this, you know, and the quail fell from heaven. Guess what come from heaven first? It was a plague. And sometimes God destroyed his enemy before we can see the glory of God came. I want you to, this morning, I felt like I'm kind of little, like that little Moses in me. Say, God, if there's anyone in our church that has speak against you or have come against us or have been gossiping or has commit spiritual adultery or worship idol, gossiping around, deceiving others, manipulating their ways in and out of people's home and lives, trying to just to get their ways. God, help us to understand that we are in a season right now before the promised land. We want to enter the land that you want to give us, but we cannot take it until we became, we cleanse, until we are righteous, until we have the same spirit like Caleb. Do you think Caleb was one of them? Do you think Ananias and Sapphira was one of them who received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? I think so. Even that. What happened to Judas? One of the disciples. Different spirit. So, this morning, this is what we want. I'm going to ask the leaders, the cell leaders, to come up here. Alexandra, can you come here? And you can ask these two boys to sit in the front for a moment. Leaders, can you come up here, please? Just line up some of them here in this. Okay. All right. All right. Who's the one that was guilty? Anybody? No, just kidding. It's not a parade of, right. This is what we want to do today. And I tell you what, this is what I felt really, really, very strong in the heart of God. We're going to ask you to be strong, to be bold, and to be courageous. if anything that you know and you know and you know, that you have said or you have done or you have think, you dwell. When you know that is not what God wants, we want to give you an opportunity this morning to just to come to any one of us. Just choose anyone that you feel comfortable with. And these are leaders. We trust them. And you want to say, God, you can sit there in the chair and do that, but I really felt you need to have an action of faith. To get up, to walk in the front, and God see that faith, you know. And you say, you can choose anyone, and guess what? These people are very safe. And say, God, I have said something, I have spoken against something. It doesn't mean it has to be this church, it can be anything. It can be something that against somebody at work. It can be something against your spouse. It can be something against your children. Anything that the Holy Spirit is convicting you that you have spoken and you have not. You have judged, you have condemned, you have gossiped. You have teach others other thing that is not holy what the Bible say. We want to give you an opportunity this morning to say, and all we want to do, we are not going to give you any counseling. We are not going to judge you. We are not going to condemn you. That's a threshing floor. We don't look at it. But we are going just to pray over you and bless you and release you from all guilt. Anything that has been, and it's to what level you want to go. That's how God sees it. So it's your decision to come forward. And if you feel like you have said something against me, you don't need to come to me. You can go to Daniel. You can go to Pastor. You can go to Jude or Bob or any one of them and say, you know what, I've talked about Pastor John, and if that's the case, and I know that no one does that here. Everybody's all saint. But just to give you an example. And you have said, you know what, this church has something missing and blah, 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 you know, if that's also not good. So we want to give you an opportunity this morning. Say, God, I want to go into my promised land right now. I don't want to build my own idols. I don't want to bring my old stuff. All right? Okay. After we've done that, we're going to do a prayer, corporate prayer of confession. We're going to, some PowerPoint we're going to put on. And I want to encourage you to do this.
I just want everyone to understand that we set the example. So last night, Pastor John, Alexander, all of us in the leadership did this exercise ourselves. So it's not like we're coming to you. We set the example. We set the bar because we are the leadership. And that's what we did. We did confessions of whatever the Lord put on our heart, and we did it openly as a group.
Thank you. Yes, we did that last night. We pray for you. We ask God to forgive us if there's anything we've done or say to each other. So we don't ask you to do something that thing that we haven't done ourselves. All right? It's okay. Ben and Jonathan, can you come up? Okay. Are you ready? Who's going to go first, Alex? Okay. We're going to read something to you as well.
How blessed is the one who does not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand in the pathway of the sinners, or sit in the assembly of the scoffers. So, why do the nation... instead, he finds pleasure in obeying the Lord's command. He meditates on his commands day and night. He is like a tree planted by flowing streams. It yields its fruit at the proper time, and its leaves never fall off. He succeeds in everything he attempts.
Amen. Now Jonathan's going to read another portion to you. That was what? Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. This is the, you know, my generation, we don't have this kind of Bible, right? So,
be strong and brave, you must lead. Oh, from the beginning, okay. Chapter 1. After Moses, the Lord's servant died, the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Get ready, cross the Jordan River, lead these people into the land which I am ready to hand over to them. I am handing over to you every place and you set foot as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the wilderness in the south to Lebanon in the north. It will extend all the way to the great river Euphrates in the east, including all of Syria, and all the way to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. So no one will be able to resist you all the days of your life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not abandon you or leave you alone. Be strong and brave. You must lead these people into the conquest of the land I solemnly promised their ancestors I would hand over to them. Make sure you are very strong and brave. Carefully obey all the law my servant Moses charged you to keep. Do not swerve from it left to right, so that you may be successful in all you do. The law scroll not leave your lips. You must memorize it day and night. You can carefully obey all that I repeat. Be strong and brave. Don't be afraid and don't panic, for I, the Lord your God, am with you in all you do.
Amen. Okay. And Jesus said this word one day. He said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I wanted to gather you as a hen gathers chick. Have you seen a hen try to gather the chick under his wing? It's a hard work. They're all running all over the place. It's tough. But he said, but Jerusalem, you were not willing. Let me just... And said, did you have killed the prophet and stoned those to you? How often I have longed to gather your children together. As a hen gathers her chick under her wings, you are not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. For I tell you, you will not see me again unless you say, blessed is he who come in the name of the Lord. And God is still sending people. And you come to the place where we say, God, we want to bless the one that you sent. Blessed is he now who come in the name of the Lord. And if we don't do that, the house will be left desolate. Now, this is not what God wants. God wants to do it. So this morning, it's a time for us to say, God, I want to come.